Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Another week, another show of the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. Welcome back, everyone. I know you're here every single week, just as we are. My name is Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And Rich over here.
Now
There we go.
Here I am.
Rich is on the mic. What's your title this week? Senior Investigative Reporter of Crap That People Don't Care About?
Is that people do care about. He's been promoted.
People do care about it now.
Okay.
Yes.
So this week, not even this week, really today, a lot has been happening. I thought I took a break during work today, and I went over to the old interwebs and I looked at what news is happening, and I read a little bit about Take-Two and the Manhunt thing, and then I scrolled down a little bit and there was more about Take-Two and Manhunt 2, and then I scrolled down some more and there was another article about Manhunt 2, and I thought, that's odd. I don't think they're deserving of four articles on the same website about the same thing, but whatever. I guess that means we should talk about it. That apparently people want to hear about it, or maybe they're sick of hearing about it, but is it unanimous in here? We're going to talk about Take-Two?
Well, there's either tons of news or there's really no news, and so they're, you know, they feel obliged to keep talking about the same thing over and over. But I think it's a valid topic. I mean, I've got three highly politically charged discussion topics tonight that just piss me off to no end. So,
all right, so let's get a couple things out of the way.
I'm on fire. I'm ready to get going. I'm ready to destroy this thing that my microphone is mounted on because it won't stay still.
So before we get into that obvious topic for the evening, there's a couple other things to mention. Quickly, we were getting all excited about Kutaragi stepping down. That's not
he's
a big
gone.
Deal.
And I got to mention something about Oblivion.
Deal, but
okay, you guys.
Oblivion. You got more about Oblivion.
Guys, all right, I'm like 70 hours into this game, and I just realized there's three background music songs. Okay.
Is the complaint that there's only three, or that that's
yes,
more than you
yes,
thought?
Yes, there's I'm fighting background music, there's I'm in a cave background music, and I'm not fighting or in a cave background music.
It took
music.
You 70 hours to realize that?
Yes, it's like, guys, come on, 70 hours, give me some other music to listen to, maybe.
Well, it is on the Xbox 360 you're playing it on, too.
Oh, man.
It has the capability to play whatever
I'm
music.
Am I asking for too much here? I mean, like, when I'm in a different town, like, you know, maybe use, like, you know, the acoustic guitar instead of the, you know, electric guitar or something.
You could always just play your own music, though.
Yes. Well, I could. But then I wouldn't be complaining, would I?
No, and that would be out of character. So, one thing I noticed as I was scoping the webs here, now today I forgot my computer, so I don't have my notes in front of me. This was tough for us. But I was looking at an article here about Tekken 5 online for the PS3. For those who don't know, the PS3, just like the Xbox 360, you can download games and run it straight from the hard drive. Tekken 5 was actually released for the PlayStation 2, and then they actually redid the art. Right, Rich? They updated it?
I have no idea.
I think they updated it a little bit. It wasn't a dramatic change.
I don't play Tekken.
But
yeah, neither do I.
If I recall...
Nobody cares.
Anyway, I believe they updated it. They may not have updated it, but it was a fine-looking game on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, they updated it for the PS3 download version, whatever.
Okay, so it was $20.
Yeah.
They released
it. So that explains the cheap price, right? I mean...
Well, it's a game that was already released.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was download only. So it was $20. And that's great. I have no problem with them charging for it. It was a legitimate game. I think they took some of the modes out. And now they're updating it, though. Here's the thing. They're updating the game. They're going to add the survival mode and the practice mode and online mode. Now, that's something that I imagine is desirable for a lot of Tekken players out there. I'm not a big Tekken fan myself.
So you can play with the 12 other people that are playing the PS3 online.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
But they're going to charge for it.
Well, it's potentially highly lucrative endeavor to charge for online play now, is it? Isn't it?
Well, it might be, but I'm wondering, do we think it's okay for someone to charge for an update to a game that's... I mean, like with Oblivion, you could pay $30 to Microsoft right now, and download the Shivering Isles, I think it's called.
Yeah, expansion
pack.
Yeah. Expansion. Right? Yep.
But that's like that's a whole bunch of new game content.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're adding survival mode and practice mode. You're still one of several characters fighting one of several other characters.
Now, are those other two modes, is that part of the online package?
It's part of the update that you're getting, which I think was contained mm-hmm. in the real Tekken 5 game on PlayStation 2.
Because that's now that kind of pisses me off.
Well, I mean, Tekken on the PS2 version was like $50 retail, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're still paying $30 in the end, and, I mean, you're getting full function multiplayer that if you're going to use it, I guess that'd be worth it.
But like you were saying before the break here, okay, so they're going to charge you $20, and they're going to convince you, okay, this is the price. But then to charge more for what is essentially an update and no new content, I don't know if making it online is suitable enough to charge me a 50% increase in the cost of the game.
Well, I don't think they're doing it based on, this is actual extra content you're getting. I think they're just doing it based on, what can we get away with? Let's see and find out.
Do you think that's really it?
I really think that's
it. Probably part of it.
And as I've said many times before in previous shows, they're trying to condition the public to pay extra for online things because that apparently is potentially very lucrative.
I agree with the concept of conditioning, which is it goes back to what I've mentioned over and over and over every time we talk about microtransactions, is what Jay Allard said on stage at the Game Developers Conference before the 360 came out. He was talking about wanting to get cell phone-like transactions happening. And I thought he sounded like a stooge on stage. Be like, I don't want cell phone-like transactions. I don't want to be paying you a dollar for every little thing that I want. And I think they worked. I mean, they built into their system. They designed into the 360's infrastructure a lot of things based on their assumption that they would successfully drive the public to microtransact.
You know what I hate? I have to interject this really quick because I just thought of this. You know what I really hate about the whole microtransaction thing?
That you have to pay for stuff?
No, besides that. Besides the obvious,
okay.
is that you have
horse armor.
You don't really know, and don't even get me started on the horse armor. But you don't know what you're buying until you get it, and then you can't get more money back for it if you don't want it. Like
that's
all those
not true.
Themes. What? All those themes on 360 Live.
Yeah, all the picture packs.
Yeah. Okay. Can you see them before you buy them?
Well, those are useless, though.
Okay. I mean, okay, but like
when you're going to buy the update,
yes,
know you're getting online play.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stuff that you don't know what you're getting. Like, all that stuff, like, you don't know what it is. Like, oh, I'm going to buy the anime theme, and what does it look like? I don't know, let me buy it first. Oh, it sucks. Oh, okay. So, that's retarded. The other thing that's retarded is, for some of these games, like, I just bought this 80 credit microtransaction for Oblivion, just because I had some points left over. And it's like, okay, like, populate some of the caves with, like, some spell books. Okay, well, what is this? Like, you know, this could have been nothing. This could have been, like, a bad joke as far as I'm concerned. Because I don't know what I'm getting out of that. I kind of just, here's just 50 cents because, you know, if we get 50
cents. That
was
a dollar.
Right, or a dollar or whatever. If we get a dollar from everybody, then we're going to have, you know, five effing million dollars.
You populated dungeons with spell books?
No, see, that's the thing. You get this retarded one paragraph explanation that makes no sense. What I think it did was that it added like spellbook items into dungeons so I could like grab extra loot out of the dungeons or something like
and
that.
And you bought it anyways.
I bought it anyways because I'm like, this is
so
the cheapest thing.
It's your fault that
they're
going to continue.
The smile on Rich's face is priceless right now.
They're going to continue doing it because you bought it anyways.
Hey, I fully admit that, okay? But that doesn't make it any less retarded.
It makes you retarded for perpetuating it. They learned from the horse armor mistake, and they didn't repeat it. Now it's only 80 credits instead of whatever the horse armor cost.
Listen, you know what? I'll buy the $1 thing every once in a while. You know, like, I don't recycle. I don't care, you know?
And yes, then they're going to keep doing it.
But
I'll perpetuate it by, like, an infinitesimal amount. I don't give an S about that.
Yes, but when you multiply that by the millions of people who have the system, we're all getting screwed by having to pay for
horse armor. All right,
yeah, but
I'm not going to take responsibility for that. And the horse armor thing...
You have to accept responsibility. Well, you don't have to accept it.
No, I'm not going
to
take responsibility
for
what things other people are buying.
But no, you're buying
those people.
You bought it.
Okay, you guys are just being retarded.
We blame you. You are single-handedly destroying the video game industry.
Okay, now you're turning into Jack Thompson.
We'll be back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. I'm one half of your host. My name's Ara.
And my name's Alon.
He's the other half, and we actually have another half, so that's
yes,
1.5 hosts.
Over here, Rich.
Rich, how's it going, Rich?
It's fantastic.
All right, so I just want to give out the phone number in case you guys like to call and, I don't know, like, diss me some more for spending 80 credits or something like that. But if you want to call, the number here is 866-536-1100. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm on the online chat right now watching people complain that you spent money.
Okay, you know what, guys? Okay, apparently people don't realize this, but the money was already spent, okay? Thanks to Microsoft's retarded scheme of
things not lining up
properly.
Each Microsoft credit that you hold, every Microsoft point, it's like a vote.
Okay, you
it's
know
like
what?
A democratic vote in
you know,
the large
no,
bucket.
I'm going to stop you right here, okay? I don't regret buying the extra spells, okay? Even though, like, I could have been totally fleeced, that's fine. I have absolutely no regrets. You guys can say
whatever
you want.
That's ironic, given how you brought up the topic.
No. Because the things that happen in the aggregate, they don't apply to the micro level. So I have no problem doing it myself. I don't care.
But you're mad that other people do it.
No, that's a good stance to take.
I can appreciate
and
that.
And I'm mad that it happens in the aggregate, that it happens millions of other people do it.
Okay. So like I said, you're okay doing it yourself, but you're mad that other people do
it. Okay, you guys are changing the topic. The topic was that I'm mad that I don't know what I'm buying before I get it.
And then you bought it anyway.
Well, you have to do it once to find out, don't you?
I think that might just be the source of our complaint.
So you learned your lesson.
You have to do it at least once.
You did it once, and then you learned your lesson.
I've learned many lessons in my life.
Okay.
So, how about that UAT?
Yes.
How about
I heard that's a fantastic school.
They're definitely worth checking out at uat.edu. That's the University of Advanced Technology. They do sponsor the show, so have a look. Have a gander. Check it out. Rich, is it still running? Hasn't blown up yet?
Nope. Still
Nobody's
going
cooking meth in the basement.
Dorms are
or
almost done.
Yeah, do they do microtransactions in their curriculum?
Probably.
I wonder if the dorms are a good thing.
I think so.
Because without the dorms, it caused all of us nerds to actually have to walk or drive outside of the perimeter.
Yep.
And now they might just be able to survive the whole time without walking.
You'll anymore. Never have to leave the like that.
Now, are they not getting a real cafeteria, area. Though? They're still having
They're planning on doing something with it, because Cuban Pete's isn't made for...
Cuban Pete's fine place, but not exactly meant for people
sounds,
to be
that
eating
sounds
all
a little
the time.
Disgusting.
But no, I think they're going to expand to like an actual eating area with...
Usually when you have a dorm, you have an eatery.
Yeah.
And if they're going to have a dorm and not allow you to have a hot plate, they're going to have a place for you to eat every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the CP is not exactly for that.
So, it'd probably make you buy about 40 times the amount of food you need for the year, but I digress.
I don't know if this place would do that. They seem
they probably
cooler.
Will.
But this way, at least they'll be forced to walk off campus every once in a while and get some food.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'll cross that incredibly busy street where people die every day by crossing.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's
gotta
no crosswalk.
Gotta love the baseline.
All right, good. So getting off that topic.
Let's talk about Manhunt.
Let's
Manhunt 2.
Let's talk about Manhunt. It's not the only thing that they were in the news for. They're also in the news for Grand Theft Auto and the amount that Microsoft apparently...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're talking about Take Two, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take Two. I mean, really.
Take Two, Rockstar. It's all kind of...
Yes.
Okay, so Rich, as the senior investigative reporter for Stupid Crap that apparently we care about, I mean, I know the details, and I know Ara knows the details, but why don't you express to our audience what exactly happened today that has everyone up in arms?
Are we talking about the Manhunt or the GTA 4 stuff?
Manhunt.
Okay, Manhunt. It started out, well, I know earlier today it was announced that basically Manhunt 2 is going to be banned in the UK for however much violence, or for whatever reason. They're not going to allow it to be sold in the UK at all. And people in the UK got mad, and I was like, whatever, it doesn't matter, I don't live in the UK. And then a while later, they announced ESRB has said the game is going to get an AO rating. So then people are like, well, that's different, because games aren't supposed to get AO ratings, because then nobody will sell them, and then nobody will buy them, and that's bad.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know, kind of went back and forth where Take-Two is saying, well, we're going to try to appeal the AO rating, and they're going to appeal it, and then people ask them are you going to have to change the game and dumb it down or blah, 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 take content out.
That's why it affects you. because they will change the game. By the way, I want to clear something up. It's not that it's specifically banned. Like, they didn't look at the game and say, we're banning this from sale. They did it in sort of a roundabout way.
Which effectively, in practical terms,
well, yeah,
does
yes, ban the
which
game,
very
basically.
Knowingly
but,
which
but prevents no, it from but, being sold. But you have a good point. Go ahead.
But here's what I want to get to. They didn't specifically, like, put a mark on it and say it can't be sold. What they said was,
banned.
We, the body that produces ratings, and they have some different acronym because it's some different organization. I don't know what they are. ELSPA or something?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm only a half investigator here.
Anyway, they said, we're not going to rate it. Now, how they decided that they cannot rate a game is beyond me. I don't know what their rules are, but I'm sure they're not doing anything that they're not allowed to do. But they said, we're not going to give it a rating. By not giving it a rating, it makes it illegal to sell in that country. Whereas here, they can give it an AO rating. It won't sell, but it's not prevented from selling because here in America, capitalism rules all. And if they want to have an adult video game store, they can have an adult video game store. Unfortunately, Walmart has destroyed democracy and capitalism and simply runs the world. And if you can't sell your game there, you won't sell it. And so by giving it an AO rating in the U.S., that's what the ESRB has done, that will force them to change the content. Just like they did with Vice City. Was it Vice City or San Andreas?
Or not sell their game.
It was San
which
Andreas.
It's not just Walmart, but pretty much all major retailers, they will not carry an adult-only
GameStop,
console video
game. GameStop would sell it online with no problem.
But it'd be behind the counter.
Right,
they
I'm talking about
it.
Like Best Buy, Target.
Best Buy, Target, Walmart, Circuit
all
City.
All those guys.
CompUSA, any store.
Yeah. And if this were Grand Theft Auto, I bet a lot of them would change their rules and be willing to sell it under certain conditions. But Manhunt,
I don't think
was especially good, and I don't think they would.
I don't think they changed the rules for GTA either.
Walmart wouldn't.
No,
but Best Buy would.
I don't know, dude. They pulled it when San Andreas got the AO rating. However, a few weeks after.
Well, yeah, but they knew that's because they knew it was going to take 10 minutes to fix the game.
Oh, I know.
And then they'd have it back on shelves the next month.
But.
Okay, so I got to admit that I'm pretty ambivalent about this whole thing. The main reason being that. We haven't played Manhunt 2, so we don't know what it's going to be like. But based on what they've said about it, and based on what the whole idea of the game is, which is, oh, let's try and push, you know, how violent and disgusting could a game be angle, you know, on that side, like, I don't really care. Like, okay, you know, apparently you're using the Wii Remote to, you know, thrust, I don't know, something like sharp and violent, you know, into somebody's groin and, you know, move it in all kinds of directions through their body. Okay, you know what? Like, it doesn't bother me so much if that gets an adult-only rating.
Well, is it? It's not just the controls that are is the reason, because it's on PS2 as well, and that's getting the AO rating as well. So it's not your... The PS2 still has the same controls as the first game. And Rockstar has said they've pretty much made the game based around what they typically make a mature-rated game around, and according to them, they believe Manhunt 2 is an M-rated game. And not an AO. I mean, they've made a bunch of M-rated games. They kind of know what an M-rated game
is. Right, but if this game is truly is what it seems to be, which is a game designed for the sole purpose of stretching the boundary of what a violent game can be, then, I mean, you can't be too surprised. Now, the thing that pisses me off is that this whole thing is so politically charged with, you know, this group called the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, you know, sending a letter to the ESRB and saying... Oh, well, you know, you guys have to rate this adults only because that's the only way we can protect children from this because apparently, you know, the industry does not respect an M rating.
Well, and that's the complaint that the folks at Joystick were always making. Like, the people representing the group in England were saying that, you know, our ability to do this shows that we're an effective rating system. And the thing is, at Joystick, they mentioned this article, like, or they had five different articles on it, on all the same thing, so I don't think it was one person, but they all basically said, it proves that it's actually an ineffective rating system by saying the only way to protect our people is to make sure they don't get it, rather than saying our ratings are effective enough that people will recognize it and prevent people from who shouldn't be playing it. From playing it because that's how effective our ratings are.
Right.
Taking it off the shelves, they've defeated their rating system.
And the thing sucks because there's just this whole elaborate repercussions to what rating a game gets. And it all comes down to, you know, as a society, we don't think that games just for adults are really acceptable yet.
All right, we're going to come back after the break. I want you to call 866-536-1100 and tell me what's good about the banning.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
Okay, we are back. We were talking about Manhunt. If you want to call in and talk about it too.
Manhunt 2,
whatever.
Most grotesque game ever.
Supposedly.
It will destroy your children's lives.
And already has, probably. The number is 866-536-1100. I asked you before the break to call in and tell us what you think is good, and that's because I was prepared to ask everyone in the studio and everyone listening to think about possible pros and, of course, cons to not necessarily just the banning in England, but what's this whole story, right? And because my pro, what I see, it's not necessarily that it's a good thing, but I'm glad for once that this whole there's rating controversy and distribution questioning and all that based on violence rather than nudity. Because as I've always said, and what I told Jack Thompson when he called and told us that The Sims was worse than Grand Theft Auto because there were boobs that, you know, could
really
be defuzzed. Yeah, he specifically said, when I asked him, really, you think The Sims is worse? He's like, well, I didn't see nudity in Grand Theft Auto. In reference to when people get naked and go into the hot tub and they're fuzzed out.
Well, everybody knows that, you know, sex can lead to nothing but a life of crime.
Apparently. So, but because he's a religious zealot, he says all these stupid things, like what he said about that. So I'm very glad that for once, this controversy is not about simulated head giving or nudity or sex. It's about violence, which is something that could actually hurt someone. If I decided to do the stuff that I saw in Manhunt, it would actually do something bad. If
right.
I decided to be naked or have sex with someone, it would not hurt anyone.
All right, well, I got one.
What if you had AIDS? That could hurt somebody.
Okay.
That's the edge of an envelope that is yet to be explored. I don't know. I think that something like this.
A new attack in Manhunt 2. To kill someone with AIDS. By having sex with them by having
Give
AIDS.
Give them the AIDS.
That's what gets the AO rating.
That's a new level of macabre. Yeah, I was just talking on the break. You know, they should just make a game that's like 25 and over only. So disgusting, so wretched that you just have to be, you know, 7 years over the age of majority. Anyway, I don't know. This is going to happen sooner or later, right? I mean, it's obvious that Rockstar is trying to push the limit. So, I mean, this is kind of like, this is inevitable what was going to happen. If it wasn't Manhunt 2, it was something else. There's always apparently going to be a game that's going to push the envelope, and this is the kind of situation that, okay, you know what? Like, we're going to find out what the edge is.
Yeah, but I don't think it should be banned at all. Whatever. I want to take we got Pen15 calling in here on the phone, so let's not make him wait any longer.
Pen15, that's a very interesting handle.
Yes, Pen is. You are you're on the line there with Chatterbox.
I actually think that this whole Manhunt 2 banning is actually good news for Rockstar, in the sense that when the original Manhunt killings happened in the UK, or at least that's what they called it, after it hit the news, the game sold out everywhere, not just in the UK, but everywhere.
Yeah, but it was on shelves to begin with. Right? Don't you think banned is going to prevent it from selling
well
a little bit? What was that?
The game didn't sell that well, and then it made it, you know, sell higher. So any other country that's getting the game, now they hear that, oh, it's getting banned, it's so horrible, and they're going to make a big deal, and that's going to help their sales. It's the same way how Midway, they send exclusive Mortal Kombat footage to the Today Show, because they get outraged, and it helps sell copies, because everyone wants to know, well, is this game really that bad?
That's obviously the plan that they're taking, but it seems like they pushed a little too far.
Well, see, I'm with you on one front, but at the same time, I think this is going to force them to remove some content, and then people are going to say, oh, I don't want that game. It's not, you know, how the director envisioned it. It doesn't have the blood and gore that it could have had, so screw it.
You know what, though? No, he's right, this Pen15, because, you know, we're talking about this, and this thing is getting an unimaginable press before it's even out, before even the rating is finalized, right?
Well, I don't know. What determines finalized? I thought
not
they decided.
It's finalized. It's like some sort of predetermined AO rating.
Oh, the initial one before they...
Like, and then they can appeal it and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and they could change content, too.
Yeah.
They could say, well, we're going to have to change it so that we can sell it in Walmart.
This could be some fantastic, genius marketing. I mean, let's everybody think that they're going to, you know, stick chainsaws up people's groins. And then when we have to, like,
sweet.
You know...
That was in Manhunt 1.
Okay, so they're already doing it. So, like, yes. I mean, you know what? Like, my level of creativity as far as, like, macabre, disgusting stuff ends there. So I couldn't say anything more outrageous.
I think intentionally killing someone with AIDS, although it's been done before, has not been done in a video game. So we should definitely send a letter and ask them to include that. It could be like you'd have to start at the beginning. That's the first person you kill. And by the end of the game, after a couple of years have passed, you see that they actually die. Right? That could be.
You have to watch That's them for 3 years.
And then make a Subway tie-in, and then the circle would be complete.
Okay.
Well, also, you could look at it as they could potentially sell the game twice, in the sense that people know, well, they had to edit it out, and now you could sell a director's cut online like they did with Leisure Suit Larry. So now they're getting even more sales because people bought the original one, and they go, wow, this is so shocking. What does the AO version have?
Wait, where can I get a director's cut of Leisure Suit Larry?
Online.
Online.
In the internet?
An AO
like
version.
For Xbox? Or just downloadable?
PC, I believe. So. I don't know. Maybe there's an Xbox version.
That'd be
But
fun.
There is, like, the AO version of the game, yes.
I just uncensored it anyway. Yeah. We're talking about the Magna Cum Laude, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just played the uncensored one.
All right.
I got sidetracked.
Yes. I just have to give a message out to all of those crazy special interest groups out there. Do you guys realize what you're doing? You're drawing all this attention. You're having the exact opposite effect of what you're trying to accomplish with putting all this stuff in the press and making such a big hullabaloo about it. If people didn't talk about this, I bet there are probably far fewer kids seeking this crap out.
Oh,
far
yeah.
fewer people being interested in this. Far fewer exposure to the media.
This is a fine point, because actually a lot of games or game developers, right, come up with stuff. And this is good, like the South Park guys too. They're like, we're going to suggest that this and this and this and this are included in the game. And then someone's going to come and say, you can't include this and this because it'll go over the edge. This is okay. This you can do if you only limit it to this much airtime or whatever, or showtime in the game,
right.
Or in a TV show or something, right? So they probably went in prepared to have a lot of stuff cut, and they're just milking the publicity of this initial thing.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's totally
the England
what it is.
Flat out banning it, like, how is that the initial response? Why didn't my senior investigative reporter of crap that I care about not fully understand?
I was too busy reading about Rock Band, but...
Oh, okay.
See, that's the thing. They didn't...
You are fired.
Yeah. Dang it.
I think that all this stuff is just an exaggeration because, like, they didn't rate it, right? So does that necessarily preclude further evaluations? Nobody said yes or no. Maybe not.
Well, it just means they have to pay them another $50,000 or whatever it is to get their game rated, but yeah.
I do know that Carmageddon was the last game in the UK that was banned from sales. That was like 1997. It was like the only other game that they refused to rate.
All right.
But I think Postal got the same thing, actually.
I don't know.
Well,
the original
Postal. It might
have been, but yes.
But I don't need callers to
correct me.
To correct you. That's
I'm
really
sorry.
Putting you down. Hey, Penn, you're going to be in Phoenix soon? You want to fill a spot? We've got an opening.
Well, it's too hot over there, as far as I heard on the commercial.
It's air conditioned in here. Anyway, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. Anybody else wants to call? It's 866-536-1100. So I think it's good. This whole thing is good because it's related to violence rather than sex. Because, you know,
but
we,
that's
going like to
come up sooner or later, too, and that's going to be even more ridiculous.
You know, it would be great. The killing someone with AIDS would be mixing sex and violence.
Yes, it would.
That would get a 25 and up rating.
That might.
I think that would earn it.
That might.
Yeah, you know, there's alchemy in Oblivion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What does that have to do with a 25 and older rating?
Mixing, you know, mixing ingredients, like, you know, they have some kind of disgusting ingredients in Oblivion, too, you know.
All right.
Yeah, back to Manhunt.
We're actually just about to go to break, but we talk about this like any other person who talks about video games, probably more than we need to, about the whole game censorship thing. And I'm glad that this was a little bit different in terms of the fact that it actually kind of got banned or may get banned. I don't know.
Send our check to the studio.
Yeah. One question that I wanted to bring up that we didn't really approach is, Do we think it's acceptable for any organization to have the power to determine that a game simply won't be sold? Like, won't be sold in Walmart is one thing, but just flat out giving a group that's not a government group? Are they a government group? Figure it out for me.
They're an industry
group.
They're
not. It's an independent group.
Well, I know that I know that ESRB isn't
as
government.
As far as I know.
But is ELSPA?
As far as I know, it's an independent group. It's
if
not
it's independent,
government.
It shouldn't have the power to determine something.
Well, the problem is there's all these indirect effects, and that way nobody can take responsibility and all this crap can happen.
And that's why I pointed out that difference when I first started talking about it. Because they didn't lay a law down. They simply made the law without making it. We'll be right back, everyone.
Welcome back, folks. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
And I am Alon.
And I'm Rich.
And
I might not be here next week.
I think it's already been determined, my friend.
Oh, that's bad news.
Did we mention to people that, hey, we're not on Wednesdays, when last week we said we're going to be on Wednesdays?
Oh, yeah.
Somehow we had all these people listening to the show anyway on the chat. I told them last week we're going to be on Wednesdays. I slipped it in at the very end, but we decided not to move. So.
We lead such a luxurious and relaxed lifestyle that we can just, at any whimsy, decide when the show
is. That's why I didn't update the website to say, hey, we're on Wednesdays, because we're not really going to go to Wednesdays.
And we just have so many listeners that it just doesn't even matter.
Maybe they thought it was a joke. I don't know. Anyway, before we move on, luckily we are on Tuesdays, and we're on Tuesdays because UAT makes it possible, the University of Advancing Technology, where Rich is from, but he's fired from here. They might actually can his ass at school, too. So, anyway, hope you don't not get your degree. Good luck there. So, we talked about Manhunt. I want to move on to the Rock Band stuff, because there is some interesting information that came out recently. For those who don't know, is there any more we want to?
Well, I got other political topics, but maybe if you guys want to talk about this, if you want to guys go into fanboy mode, go ahead.
Dude. Well, is there any more blood we can wring out of the Manhunt 2 stone? Are we done with that?
The stone is completely dry of blood.
Okay, we basically decided that they probably wanted to do this on purpose.
Yes.
And so we would just be feeding into it.
And they're very smart.
Well, it did take us 45 minutes to
realize. We'd never talk about it if it would have gotten a mature rating. It would have been like, oh, Manhunt 2 got mature. Okay.
Guess what we're not going to play since we didn't like the first one.
Yep.
Yeah. First one, I was saying during the break, very well produced. Anyone who wants to see an interesting... they really made you feel like you're watching a movie. It was supposed to be like you're watching a horror movie or something, but you're interacting with it.
Yeah.
And they really... It had a good feel to it. It was interesting. That's all I'm saying. It was very interesting. I didn't play it for more than 20 minutes because I actually thought it was too hard. But, but it still had an interesting feel to it, so pick it up or play somebody's copy or something.
And your proclivity for violence has subsequently gone up greatly as a result, hasn't it?
I did kill 5 people that day, but...
Well, that doesn't count.
They were migrants, so nobody noticed.
Exactly. You can do that all the time.
In Phoenix, you have a lot of access to migrant workers, so no, the government doesn't get on your tail about it.
That's a very politically correct way to put it.
It's kind of like dark practice. You know, no one knows. So... We want to talk about Rock Band. Game Informer supposedly broke the story or whatever. Just like I forgot to bring my computer, I forgot to bring that issue into the studio. But luckily, I remember everything about it. And, of course, our senior investigative reporter, who's on the job for another 5 minutes, can tell us about it.
The game's going to be amazing. That's what it comes down to.
All right. End of show, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
No.
It's if anybody that's played Guitar Hero...
What's that game?
On, you know what Guitar Heroes?
Okay.
Guitar Hero.
Anyway, if you played that, it's basically that, but you add, the full, you got the guitar, you have the bass, you have drums now, and then you have vocals as well.
Have I told you that I don't think there really is a bass? I think it's just going to be
It's the same guitar. It's the same guitar, yes, but there's a full bass
part. So let's not
pretend
like there's two guitars.
Well, I mean, it's two different playing. The part in the song is
good.
Different.
There's going to be 60 songs. Is it like there's 60 guitars? No, there's a guitar and a drum set and a microphone that can be a tambourine.
Well, but two at the same time, right?
Yeah.
You can have two guitars.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I'm done with people telling me there's two types of guitars in this
game. No, it's the same type of guitar, but the playing the part in the song is a different...
Dude,
anyways,
they should
obviously
have like two completely different guitar controllers. That would be sweet.
I'd love to see a bass guitar. Anyway.
Maybe later. But they've slowly been trickling out more and more information about the game. Like Lon said, the microphone is going to be tambourine
in,
as well.
Hang on. Rich feeds into this trickling of information like nobody's business. Wasn't there a video, just a video that came out a couple weeks
Fallout
ago?
Fallout 3.
Or Fallout 3. He's like, dude, the video comes out in like 11 days, 5 hours, and 13 minutes. I'm so excited. And then he got it and was like, this is lame.
No,
like, this is why you don't bring your hopes up, because they're going to be dashed.
Yep. But Fallout 3
you'll,
is still
you'll learn
be
eventually.
Cool. I'm still going to play Fallout 3.
It's because you're young.
Yeah.
Then you'll become old like me, and then you'll be, you know, complaining about everything.
We haven't made you
jaded yet.
Everything's
going to suck.
Okay.
Rock Band.
Rock Band.
Yes. We're still on this topic. So, like, it's just going to be amazing. Basically, you can play... The single-player game is going to be like Guitar Hero, but supposedly more fleshed out. You can play it through...
Are you telling me I can't play drums by myself?
Yes, you can.
Okay, good.
You can play.
Are you telling
any...
me I can't play vocals by myself? Because
I would have split a fit.
Yes, you can. You can play any of the four parts by yourself in single player mode.
Can okay, I? Good. Can I play
all
two
the way
parts at once by myself?
That'd be extremely difficult.
Well, yes, because you
vocals
can.
Vocals and guitar.
No, the vocals and the tambourine are the same device.
Yes,
there's a tambourine.
The vocals act
the
as a tambourine as well.
The microphone.
The microphone. So like when you're shredding the solos, and the guy that's singing is like, oh, well, what I'm supposed to do for 2 minutes on this song? They play the tambourine.
Play the tambourine? Are you kidding me?
Dude, that's awesome.
What is there, a tambourine track in every single rock song?
There better be. That or cowbell.
I need more cowbell. Yeah, that would actually be.
I want to be. I want to be.
Cowbell
that
be
should be
awesome.
A hidden track.
Cowbell would be awesome in rock.
Lead
band.
Guitar, lead singer, lead bass, lead drums. All
dude,
in one.
If you could do that, that'd be an amazing video to put.
Since
up
there's
on
only
YouTube.
One of each instrument, I don't think there's lead of anything.
Yeah.
Look, you haven't seen Spinal Tap? Come on, of course.
Okay. So is there anything you can tell us about this other than it's going to be amazing?
It's going to have, obviously, full four-player play. You can play online. You can play on one screen.
I already knew all of this.
Can I play on two screens?
I don't know. You might be able to land.
I
want to
play on two screens. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
You better be able to land
it. Yeah.
All right, listen. Here's the news.
Land it.
That the guitar is... Really, you're not doing this job.
I'm getting to it, dude.
It's got 10 buttons on it.
Yes.
What?
I was getting to it.
The new guitar has 10 buttons.
Is going to be more...
I've got a picture of it here.
It's going to be less fake. Fake-y.
Are you effing me?
It's got
no,
the normal,
it's
got the normal five buttons up top where the Guitar Hero controller was like. And then it has
okay,
five
I feel
more
like,
buttons
I feel like
the
Richard
body.
Pryor in Superman 3 when he discovered that he had to use both keys at the same time.
But no, it's got 10 buttons now. So like when you're doing solos, you can like totally just... crank it out with
well, there's
scrumming.
A five up top and then there's the five down low.
Wait,
like
wait.
To the
all
high
this
pitch.
Sounds really sweet, but where's the room on the screen for all this?
That's not for you to
worry
about.
See, now Rich was telling me you might do all 10 at the same time instead
I don't
of
know.
Strumming.
I don't know.
Well, then why did you tell me it?
Well, okay. They said there's going to be like solo sections where you use all 10 buttons. Whatever that means. You're going to use all 10 buttons
okay.
for something.
If this 10 button thing isn't for real, if it's like...
It has 10 buttons.
I know. But if they do something lame like, okay, the five buttons, and then when you go into solo, you can just mash around and nothing matters, that's going to really piss
what
me off.
What I was
off.
Worried is that it might be that you can just press either of the five, and that would be lame.
It'd be fine if it
forced you into a solo where the patterns that you hit
mm-hmm.
when you were at the lower or the you know the high end of the fret, which is the bottom part... that would be interesting if, you know, obviously the pitch changes because you're super high notes. And,
yeah.
And you're... I'm doing the motion that the listeners can't see.
If they don't do this perfectly right, rest assured, I will be registering my complaints on the internet within minutes.
Well, then the...
I think you'll register them on the show.
And on the show.
In addition to the 10 buttons on the guitar, there's actually a switch on the guitar as well that you can, you know, like on a normal guitar, that switch, you can change the sound that comes out of the guitar. And so the game is... It's going to have like a five... option switch on it, so like when you're playing the game,
this is
you
the
have
thing that I don't trust
it,
because that was in Beatmania, and the different pitches and sounds and stuff made no difference in Beatmania.
I don't know. I'm excited for it.
We'll see what they do.
They
anyway,
could make a difference.
I think we can sum up Rock Band with one word: amazing. Thank
Hopefully.
You, Rich, for the assistance. We will be back next week, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info in the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.